Price fixing is another thing. Price fixing is an agreement between participants in the same market to buy, sell, or maintain the price of a product at an artificially fixed price, okay? The price can be low, the price can be high. The key thing is the price is quote-unquote fixed. In the case of FoodQuest, the first step in fixing the price of the predictive analytics software tools that they created took the form of collusion, in this case between FDA and their support contractor, Battelle. And they colluded in order to avoid procurement laws that lawfully preclude the U.S. government from engaging in bid rigging or price fixing. Okay? So the FDA itself, in order to engage in conduct, illegal conduct, under Sherman Antitrust, actually turned to BMI to be their, I guess, water boy in this situation. Now, what happens when you do this and you engage in this type of conduct? The government knows that the government itself decides under the law whether or not they'll allow you to sue them. Most people don't know that. You just can't sue the government. The government has to give you permission to sue them. Thus, we see how the process is obfuscated from view, and very, very, very seldom are these problems brought to the courts in cases like this because of the expense, because of the time, and because the government itself refuses to let you sue them. And that's how this systematic effort to misappropriate intellectual property from small businesses actually works. In the second step, FDA and Battelle and DOD let the unlawful non-competitive contract to one of their subcontractors. Now that little company was actually paid under a U.S. government contract to use the stolen predictive analytic technology to duplicate what FoodQuest TQ was already producing and trying to sell in the marketplace. That's where we have this term predatory conduct. It's predatory and anti-competitive conduct that we're seeing. Soon thereafter, the FDA publicly announced the release of a predictive analytic tool that they claimed was their own. And of course, they gave it away for free. So what they did is they gave it away to the entire food industry at no cost, $0. And what they were trying to do is use the misappropriated technology at no cost in order to reduce the risk of food safety contamination, intentional or unintentional food safety problems. By doing so, FDA and the industry knew that they could make more profits. They could actually make more money. It wasn't about anything to do with trying to better serve the health and safety of the American public. No, it was about making more profits. And it also served to transform the originally patented and trade secrets owned by FoodQuest TQ and Projectioneering into a generic enabling technology, one that you can use for free at no cost, at least in the area of food. So some very, very serious things are happening here. Now, of course, in the meantime, the innovative people, the entrepreneurs who actually came up with these ideas and were developing these ideas and actually had approached the government to work cooperatively to improve the safety of the food supply were driven out of business. And the FDA and others are going to be very hard pressed in the future if they continue this behavior to ever engage small businesses like FoodQuest TQ to help them innovate when they need new solutions to new problems. Battelle, seeking to expand its own competitive market, as I mentioned earlier, diverted the patented ideas and trade secrets into their own organization to build their own predictive analytic market. So again, we see BMI profiting over the misappropriated technology that they themselves helped FDA to steal. Not a pretty picture.